Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, having a great visit with our good buddy, Gene Marks, and we're talking about some tax tips that he's got on his mind. And that website's quickerbetterwiser.com. Is that right, Gene?
That is correct, Jim.
And folks, you'll see Gene's column all over the place, including newyorktimes.com and including forbes.com, an organization that Gene and I have in common. We both have a great regard for the good folks at Forbes and the work that they do there. Hey, Gene, give us a couple more tips on some more tax tips, things that we can do before the end of the year.
Sure. I've got two more things to share with you, Jim. I mean, number one has to do with startup expenses. So, the Small Business Jobs Bill that passed earlier this year, which I know you probably talked about ad nauseum. But it did have parts of it that related to taking deductions, more deductions for starting up a business. And there's two parts to that I just wanted to make sure I discussed. They raised the amount of money that you can deduct for starting up expenses to $10,000. So If you are thinking of starting something up and getting a new entity going and you still have some time to do it, you can do that now. You could shift whatever startup expenses you might have already been spending to that entity and take a deduction for it, and all of it can be done.
Explain how that works.
Well, what happens is that normally when you have a startup, the IRS rules have required you to capitalize those expenses. And then
so, for example, if you're building a website and it costs you $5,000 for the website, they might make you amortize that over 3 years or something like that.
You got it, right. Or if you have to hire professional people like lawyers or accountants to work with you, or if you're just paying for repairs and maintenance on a
office. So this is services expensing similar to the Section 179 capital item expensing.
That is exactly right. It's really like the same thing as the capitalized item that we talked about earlier, except now we're talking about expensing the cost of people. And before, those costs, again, attorneys, accountants, like you just said, starting up a website, you had to capitalize those, and then you can only depreciate them over a certain period of time.
For example, if you build a commercial building and you have an architect, folks, they won't let you expense the architect's fees in the first year, write those off. They're going to make you capitalize that over time, amortize it over time. And so what you're talking about now in for a startup is now you can expense all that. Or up to $10,000.
That's absolutely correct. And remember that if you're thinking of doing it or if you've been accumulating those expenses during the year, but you haven't formed that new company yet, jump on it and get it done. So you can form it and then you can take those deductions against that new company in that tax return. And you'll be able to save some money there. So that's one. The other part of that is also investments in small business. So if you're not starting up your own company, but you want to make an investment, in somebody else's business, particularly if it's like a C corporation business, you can ask your accountant about that. You can make investments in certain qualified small businesses now through the end of 2011, and as long as you hold on to that investment for 5 years, when it comes time to sell it, you pay no taxes on any gains. And that's a new rule as well that came out in the Small Business Act this past fall. So if you're looking to put some money away and get some long-term tax savings out of it, you can do that now, and actually you have some time in 2011 to do that too. Make an investment in a small business, hold on to it for 5 years, and hopefully if that business grows and becomes valuable, you can sell that investment after 5 years and pay no taxes on the gain.
Well, and that's also a point that you'll want to make if you're courting angel investors for your own business.
That is absolutely right. So if you're looking
They may not know about this.
That is correct. That's absolutely right. So, bear that in mind, and that's really a good point, Jim, that you got to look at, creating for your own financing ability. Maybe you're not looking to invest, but you're looking for people to invest in your company. That's really, really a great point. So thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I'm seeing this, as you know, there are angel networks being developed around the country, and where community leaders are coming together and they're each throwing in $5,000 and over a period of a year, they've got a little bit of an angel fund to invest, in various companies in the community that are going to grow jobs. And so this has become a very important, this was a pretty cool wrinkle for them this year. It sort of added a little extra energy to their activity.
You're absolutely right. So I mean that is also another good way to look in. And then before we finish, let me just put in one other little tip for your readers.
Okay. 30 seconds.
Your charitable contributions, they got extended through 2011 as well for businesses. So if you want to contribute books to public schools or computers to schools or certified educational places,
right,
you get an enhanced charitable deduction for doing that. That's definitely something you should talk to your accountant about.
Well said, Gene. What a bunch of great stuff you've given us today. Thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure. You always make us smarter when you're here, Gene. Take care of yourself and come back again real soon.
Jim, we'll see you in Philly in February.
There you go. I'll be there. Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.